Hey, I'm here. Are you home? I know you're reading my text, come on. Hello, I know you're home. I know where you hide the key, so do you want me to let myself in or? Finally, you look like you just woke up. Oh, sorry, I guess. Anyway, here's your stuff. You're lucky I didn't throw it out. Look, I told you not to leave it in my car. It's just been sitting there around for months now. You know, I should have donated it. I doubt that you'd even notice that it was gone. You have so many things. You're welcome, by the way, for not tossing it out and bringing it over like I said I would. Yeah, eventually. Whatever. I'm here now, aren't I? Look, since I'm here, do you wanna hang out? It's not like I had anything else planned, and I know that you didn't either. Oh, come on. I haven't seen you in forever. I know our schedules haven't exactly synced up in a while, but we have the time now, right? Or I guess I could leave and hang out by myself, eat cold pizza for dinner, and wonder why my friend doesn't love me anymore. Just forget about the fact that I actually like cold pizza. Are you gonna invite me in or what? Wow. I can tell you're super excited to spend time with me. Jeez, this place is a mess. You'd think that if you were stuck at home, the place would be cleaner. At least your desk is clean, I guess. Okay, working from home. Well, that makes sense. My place is big city too, it's fine. So, what do you want to do? Watch a movie or something? Get on the Xbox? You don't care? Fine. Well, then, a movie it is. And since you're so opinionated today, that just means that I get to pick what we watch. You at least have snacks, right? Great. Wait, you seriously don't like it? That is the best movie in existence. Whatever. Your judgment is obviously compromised right now. You don't get to pick anything we watch for the rest of the day, okay? Huh? What was that? Okay, not like you to surrender just like that, but I'm gonna go with it. Hey, do you wanna order food or something? I'm getting kinda hungry. Well, what sounds good to you? Nothing? What about the Japanese place that you like? Or a pizza? Pizza's always fine with me. Whatever I pick? Man, you really have no opinions today. I'm just gonna order the Japanese. And yes, before you ask, I will get those weird fried shrimp things that you like. Okay, food's on the way. Let's pick the next movie now. What do you want to watch? Yeah, I know what I said about picking what we watch, but you always have something you want to watch, and I don't really care that much. You wanna catch up on a TV show or something? A shrug isn't really an answer. If you don't want to watch TV or a movie, we can just find something on YouTube. Or, I mean, we could always fire up your Xbox, play some games, or, you know, we don't have to sit around here. I don't know. We can go outside, or walk to the park, wander around the neighborhood, judging people's lawn ornaments. We haven't done that in a while. Well, yeah, I am talking a lot, because you're not. You're usually the one picking what we watch, what to eat, and what we talk about, but you're making me do all the heavy lifting today. I started off being annoying, but now it's just plain weird. What is up with you? No, I'm not going to let this go. It's weird. I mean, you were weird already, but this is a different kind of weird. It's... I never ask people this, so you better appreciate this, but are you okay? You're fine? No. No, you're not. What's really going on with you? What's wrong? Nothing's wrong. Nothing at all. Yeah, that was super convincing. You're a crab liar, you know that, right? No, I'm not gonna let this go. I don't even know why it bugs me so much, but it does, and that's not the only thing. You're canceling all the plans we try to make. Even video chats. The only reason that we're hanging out right now is because I had to come to your place to drop something off, and neither of us had any other plans. In fact, you've cancelled everything we've tried to plan for the last couple of weeks. No, for months. It's been months since we just hung out. You've been acting weird for a while, and come to think of it, when's the last time that you left your house for something other than work? No, groceries don't count. Because I know you order your groceries online and you just pick them up. You don't even get out of the car. Look, I need you to level with me, okay? What's going on? Are you okay? I didn't mean to... You don't even have to answer that. You look like you're gonna cry. Do you... Well, can I... Damn it, come here. Look. You don't have to say anything if you don't want to, but... You can hug me back if you want, or... Tell me off and I'll let you go. See? I knew you needed a hug. You know what? This isn't so bad. We should do this. Hey, are you actually crying? No, I'm not making fun. Why would you think that What? Of course I'm not letting you go now. I hold you for like half a second and you start crying. Look, if you can look me in the face and tell me that you're fine without crying and don't still need a hug, I'll let you go. And don't lie to me. I know when you're lying. I didn't think you could hook me that hard. Hey, it's okay. It's okay. Jeez. How long have you been holding that back? How long have you felt like this? That long? Why didn't you say anything? Why didn't you tell me? No, I'm not mad. I'm worried. I can't believe that this whole time you feel like crap and I've just been carrying on like nothing was wrong. How did I not notice it? Look, I know I'm not always the warmest person or the most positive, and I don't like talking about feelings. I mean, I don't talk a lot in general. That's why I am the way that I am, and it's been fine for us until now. And I do know that I'm talking a lot right now. Like, weirdly a lot, but I don't know if you have anyone else to talk to about this stuff, and I'm probably the last person to go to. Least of all about how you feel. But you have to at least tell me when you... I don't know. If you just need a hug, or a shoulder to cry on. I'm not good with words, but I can do that. And look, I won't ask questions if you don't want me to. I won't pry. I won't judge, and I sure as hell won't tell anyone if you don't want me to. But if you're not talking to anyone else about this, please just at least talk to me. If you want, if you want to, that is. I mean, that's what friends are for, right? What? Why do I care? You really think I don't care about you? You're my best friend in the whole world, and you think I don't care about you? I may not be your best friend, but you're sure as hell mine. Wait, I am your best friend? Wait, I'm your best friend? Are you sure about that? Don't laugh. No one's ever called me their best friend before. But you have bad taste in friends if you're calling me your best friend. But like I said, if you ever need your best friend to talk to or just to hug or be around, I'm always up for anything. You know that already. In fact, I didn't really care about the stuff that you left in my car. I mainly came here just to check on you. You hadn't been texting me back for a long time, and in all honesty, I was getting kind of worried, and I missed you a bit. And I'm glad that you let me help you, even if it was just letting me in your house. Oh, what? You want to tell me about it? Yeah, of course. Well, I know you're depressed, but did something happen? Is there something that I missed and made you feel this bad? Oh, it did? Well, what is it? Is there anything that I can do for you? You saw something? What do you mean? You saw a relative of yours, or... What? Me? Wait, I'm not following right now. The last time that we saw each other was like weeks ago. You saw me with someone? Like, with my mom, or... You saw me with a guy? When was that? I think I know what you mean. That night, I went out with my friends and I just happened to meet someone, but I don't care about them. I haven't talked to him again since that night. I don't know, I was just drunk and you know how it goes. Well, I'm sorry that made you upset. I didn't know you were at that party too that night, and I didn't think that you would care about it. What? Well, yeah, of course, you can tell me anything. That's why you're my best friend, right? Oh. You wanted to confess to me? What do you mean, confess to me? Like, at the party? You wanted to confess your feelings to me and you saw me with someone else. I had no idea about any of that. What did you want to tell me? You wanted to ask me out? Are you serious? No, of course I'm not upset. What are you saying? This is all so sudden. Of course I like you back. What do you mean? Well, that night, you can forget about it. It meant nothing to me, okay? I have had a crush on you for a long time, too, and I never knew that you felt the same way about me. You do? Well, you know how hard it is for me to express my feelings and tell you how I feel, but I think that I'm ready for it now, since you already said about your feelings. I do have a crush on you. I've liked you for a long time, and all those parties, all those, I don't know what you've seen, but none of that matters, and none of that has any sort of meaning to me. The only person that I've ever wanted was you, and at that party, I couldn't find you. And I was very drunk, of course. I don't know. I always look for you at every party that I go to. You know that already. We've met so many times at parties, but I didn't know that you were ever gonna ask me out. I kind of thought of you as like a lost battle. I thought of you like a best friend that I just had to take care of, and I couldn't ever imagine you with someone else, so I wanted to stay close to you and take care of you. And if you ever happened to meet someone else that made you happy, I would want to make sure that it was the right person and that they deserve someone as good as you. I know I'm rambling right now, but I'm so happy right now. So, this stupid thing is what kept you home all this time? You didn't leave your house, you didn't meet with me or hang out with anybody? Because you thought that I didn't like you back? You're such an idiot. Come here. Yeah, of course I'm gonna hug you now. What? Do you not want me to hug you? I guess you could say, yeah, I am your girlfriend now. What about it? Do you want more than hugging? Well, you've done such a good job today opening up to me, and I'm so proud of you for that. I guess you do deserve something more than a hug from your girlfriend, right? Come on, baby, don't be shy now. You're blushing so much when I called you that. Do you like it when I call you baby? Is that all it takes to cure your depression? You're so cute. I know another thing then will cure your depression for good. Come here, baby. You taste so good. Listen to me. After this, you're gonna tidy up your room. You're gonna clean out your apartment. Are you listening? I mean it, okay? You're gonna go get some groceries, go to the supermarket by yourself, okay? Then we can maybe go out on a date or something. But I do want you to take care of yourself, okay? I'm doing this because I love you. You hear me? I love you and I want you to be okay. And also because, of course, I've been wanting this for so long. Yeah? Is that a deal? Okay. Let me get on top of you, baby. Why are you so excited already? We barely kissed. You're so cute. Of course I can feel it. What? I can tell how big it is, yeah? Are you ready, baby? Are you gonna be a good boy for me? Okay. Oh, fuck. That feels so good. You're packing so much more than I thought. Good boy. Yeah, this is exactly how I like it. Does this feel good to you? I'm sure it does. Yeah, of course, baby. Touch wherever you want. I'm all yours today, okay? Then after this, we can do whatever you want. Fuck, that feels so good. You're so fucking hot. Have you been exercising at home? There's no way you can keep up this hot body while staying home for a whole month. Were you waiting for this? You were waiting for me to ride you like this? Fuck. Were you fantasizing about this every night? Cause I surely was. I've been fantasizing about this for so long. Oh, it feels so much better than I thought. Maybe I'm gonna have to come pay you a visit every night. You can leave stuff in my car every day if you wanna. I'll come bring it back and get what I need. You're doing such a good job, baby. Keep going like that. Yeah, don't stop. Keep going, baby. Good boy.